Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. We're looking at Romans chapter 2, and it says, verse 16, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Amen. So this morning we want to talk from the subject, get your act together. Get your act together. Can you say that back to me, please? One more time. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Get your act together. Because in life, it seems that some people just don't seem to be able to get their act together. They don't seem to be able to get it together. I don't know why, I don't know where the problem is. They just don't seem to be able to work it out. They don't seem to be able to straighten it out. They don't seem to be able to get their act together. Amen. The name of our sermon is for us to make sure that we are justified in our actions. Make sure that we are justified in our actions. And when we're talking about getting your act together, it is interesting because we must be able to do so. Some communities, especially the black community, don't seem to be able. After 400 years, to be able to get it together. Amen. God wants to bless us. But can't get it together. It can work. It will work. But something seems to prevent its potential. God wants to bless us. Like some parents want to bless their children. But they just can't seem to be able to get things together. And I guess I could say even churches. Maybe not this one, but churches. Some of them just God is waiting to bless. But it just can't seem to get. We can go on with this alliteration of C's, even couples. After years and years of marriage, or couples of years and years of dating, don't seem to be able to get their act together. We talk about that colloquial expression, get their act together. We can think about if being able to, it's the way you're acting. Amen. It is the way you're showing out, the way you're putting on. Amen. God says that we must get it together. If we can get it together, then we can experience so much more. We can go so much further. We can be so much happier. If I can just get it together. Amen. Let me settle down a little bit.
Do it your way. Do it your way. Come on. Do it your way.
Whatever it is, the potential is there. Blessing is on the other side. Paul talked to these Jews, and he tells them, now you all got the law, and you can't get it together. The Gentiles don't have the law, and they got it together. And it should be the other way around. Verse 13 says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. And he says, while you are you're accusing others and excusing one another, in verse 15, but thou art inexcusable, O man, because you know better. You're inexcusable, Jews. You know better. Now, the Gentiles don't know no better, but they got it together without the law. How did they do that? Well, verse 14 says that they don't have a law, but by nature, they got the things that are contained in the law. In other words, it's you and I know right from wrong. Amen. It's just something innate within us that helps us to know what's right from wrong without anybody telling you. He says that it is the conscious, in verse 15, who show the works of the law written in their hearts. These Gentiles, their conscious is a witness. And it helps them to get it together. But now you may not be able to get together, but do know that there's a day coming. He says that there is a day coming. Amen. When God will judge everyone. Do know that the day has been set. One day, I don't know when. We pass by it every year. Every year, I don't know if it's going to be on Monday, Tuesday, or 16th, or the 30th. But we pass by it every year. Every year we pass by. It just as we pass by our death date on calendars. We don't know when the date is until we die, but it's been on the calendar all the time. But we know that he says in the day, and so since there's going to be a day, you have to be ready. Yes. You have to be right, and you have to be real. He says there is a day. Yes. The Lord give me strength. I done kind of ran out of juice up here. The truth of the matter is that he says that in the day when the Lord shall judge the secrets of men, amen, by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Paul says that there is a day coming, and the Bible makes it plain that we are going to stand before God. We must all stand before Christ to be judged. Each of us will receive what we should get. Isn't that interesting? Amen. Amen. We you're going to get what you ought to get. You see, amen, we're going to get what we ought to get. It's not a good or bad. Amen. Oh, whatever the situation, we are going to get what we should. There is a fair judgment day coming in the midst of all this judging going around. Amen. Amen. One day, amen, the judge is going to court. Amen. There is a day when we are going to be judged, whether it be good or whether it be bad. I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but God has. God is the judge. Amen. That's what's so good about it, is that God is the judge. Amen. And do you want God to be your judge? He has all the facts. I can't be your judge because I don't know enough. You can't be my judge. You don't know enough. But he knows all the facts. He knows what they left out. He knows what they overlooked. God says, I'm going to be the judge. Amen. God is the judge. We'll have to answer to God. Yes. It's going to be revealing because we can do something and it don't necessarily carry, amen, the quality it ought to carry. Amen. Amen. There is a day of reckoning. There is a day when people may let us off the hook. People may get fooled. People may let us by. But there is one who won't miss nothing. He's the righteous judge. Oh, you'll get a fair trial. Tell your neighbor, you'll get a fair trial. Don't worry about it. Just make sure you're right. You're going to get a fair trial. Just make sure that you're right in your actions. You'll get a fair, I can promise you, you'll get a fair trial. Amen. Now, the trial that people give you is not the last trial. There's another trial coming. And I can promise you that trial, you will get a fair trial. You will get a fair trial. He knows everything. And he is going to judge and see what sort things are. You see, it's the quality of each person's work that will be seen when Christ exposes it. What you do, your work, Amen. You see, you can put it up as being good, but he's going to see what the quality is. He's going to see if it's got good quality. Have we got a witness? If you get something that's not, don't have good quality, amen. Amen. If you put it under pressure, then it'll buckle. Have we got a witness? Yeah, we can do a lot. We can show a lot. But on that day, he will reveal everyone's work, and the fire will set tests. We'll test it and show its real quality. Amen. Amen. The real story. Amen. You see, we can't be each other's judge. But there's one coming who is going to find out. The truth will come out when he judges. He is the righteous judge. It's the quality of the work. It's not the quantity. I don't care how much work you've done. Somebody said, let the works I've done speak for me. They will. I can't see quality. All I can see is quantity. But then the quality one day will be tested. Was it genuine? Was it real? Was the motive intact? That's what is going to happen when God puts the torch to our deeds. Is God is going to go all the way down past what you did to why you did it. And that's the determining factor. What was the motive? Let me get on out of here. The fact of the matter is God is going to examine the motives of our hearts. Amen. Why are you here this morning? Amen. What brought you to church? Amen. And I hope if the right thing brought you to church, I'd be saying, who brought you to church? I'd derail the sermon if I told you, if I started talking about him. Because he's so good. Do anybody know him? Can I stop right here and start shouting? I'll walk to church. I'll catch the bus to church. You can stay in the bed, but I'm going to church. Oh, Lord, I feel a derailment coming on. I better... he's so good. Amen. And I got to make sure the quality has gone in. It didn't matter about the quantity. It's all about the quality. Amen. God is going to examine the quality to see if it'll stand up under his weight. He says that there's going to come a time when testing at Christ's judgment day to see what kind of material each builder has used. Everyone's work will be put through the fire. So that all can see whether or not. will it keep its value? Or will it buckle on examination day? It looked good. I put it up to be good. Amen. I showed it to be good. I put on for it to be good. But on judgment day, the truth going to come out. And it's good that we have this examination this morning so we can check ourselves. I know you're ready to go home. The truth of the matter is, but this is a good sermon. You need to be, this is a good day to be at church because it lets us know if you get this day right, you may not have to come to church anymore. Because if your works are not right, if you're not coming for Christ, then you may as well stay at home. Go to the mall. Put your money somewhere else. Because one day God is going to judge. Oh, Lord. I didn't get it on the screen, but I said you got to. You gotta be ready because he's coming. The day has been already set in its own calendar already. And I don't know which one it is. Don't let nobody tell you they know which day it is, by the way. They don't know either. They lying. They don't know. Don't no man know the day, nor the hour. But it is a day and it is an hour when he shall come. Well, the fact of the matter is that justice will be served on everything and on everybody. Have we got a witness? And God is going to examine the motives and see if this stuff will stand up under pressure. Amen, amen, amen. Because the Bible says that judgment, therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Amen. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness. And you know what he's going to do? Expose the motives. Oh, Lord, that's going to, I got to make sure my motives are right. He's going to judge the motives of men's hearts. And can't nobody do it but him. And at that time, each one will receive his praise from God. And that's who I want to be praised by is God. I may praise you, but will God praise you? It's a big difference in me praising you and God praising you. Because I can be fooled. And even the church sometimes can become so, I guess I use that dirty word, political. Politics mess up everything. A lot of folk who ought to be locked up got out because of politics. A lot of folk passed the test when they should have failed the test. Politics just messes up. Everything be going fine. But people play politics. Parties play politics. Politics. It's all about the politics. I know they right. I know they wrong. But it's politics. You get it? It's politics. Politics. Oh, corrupts everything. Politics is a dirty word in America. Because political expediency can set you free. I wish I had a witness. Or it can make you guilty. It can work both ways. But we don't have that problem with God. Because he's not a politician. You see, some folk play politics. And even church folk will play politics on you. Don't fool yourself. They all not in, amen, the White House. Some of them at the church house. The fact of the matter is that people will play. You say, well, I don't believe that. Not church folk. They've been washed in the blood. I think there's a little politician in all of us. I really do. Include me. It's not good, but it's there. I think it is. Don't you? Is it in you? The fact of the matter is that John chapter 12, verse 43, says that Jesus had been sharing, and as he was sharing, some people really wanted to follow him. Some chief leaders wanted to follow Jesus. John chapter 12, verse 43, I believe it is. And what we find out basically is that because of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, amen, they would not follow him, amen, because he would put them out of the synagogues. People do things for others who are in power. It can be wrong, and they'll still do it for others in power. They knew Jesus was right. They knew his message was on target. But because of politics, because they didn't want to get put out the church, they decided they were just going to deny Jesus. They would not confess him publicly. He says that in the day God will judge the secrets, that word is translated really motives. It can refer to motives of the heart. It's the motives of the heart. That's what God is going to judge. He's going to judge the motives of the heart. There is a day, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, then comes the judgment. Amen, amen, amen. One version renders it this way. It says, The fact of the matter is, it says that the day will surely come when God's command, Jesus Christ, will judge the secret lives of everyone, their innermost thoughts and motives. This is all part of God's great plan, which I proclaim. Amen. Paul said, this is what it's all about. The time is going to come when God is going to judge the whole thing. Don't you get tired of folk getting away with murder? Huh? Folk do you wrong, and they get off the hook. At work and other places, they get away with it. Aren't you tired of folk getting by who need to be locked up? Huh? Well, the fact of the matter is that God is going to judge the motives, and there are those who may even do good deeds, but they got bad motives. And if you do good deeds with bad motives, you ain't going to get credit for it. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. God is not going to give you credit for it. The fact of the matter is that God is going to judge the secrets of men's hearts. Amen. And he's going to judge us, but this is not about sins. It's about sincerity.